The Trump administration continues to distract the nation with a daily stream of misinformation that often provides cover for the policy work of the administration and the Congress. The latest is the Trump administration's accusations, without evidence, that the conservative government in Britain and the Obama administration had wiretapped the Trump campaign in the months leading up to the election. As the uproar over the unsubstantiated claims increased on both sides of the Atlantic, the Congress and the administration have been busy trying to piece together a plan to rob millions of Americans of their health insurance. After years of pledging to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, the congressional leadership and the Trump administration are now faced with the task of actually doing so while claiming to the public that it can be done without loss of insurance to anyone. Of course, it would be possible to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act with something that would insure everyone at a lower cost. And that would be by expanding the federal Medicare program to everyone instead of only those over the age of 65. But that's not what they're talking about. Instead, the Congress and the administration are trying to develop a plan that moves their bumper sticker promise into public policy without taking the political hit of admitting that such a move will hurt millions of people. Reality, however, is hard to ignore. The nonpartisan independent Congressional Budget Office reviewed the plan being offered by the president and the House leadership. Here's what they concluded. The CBO estimated that several major provisions affecting Medicaid, which is the federal and state health insurance program for the poor, would decrease direct spending by $880 billion over the period the years 2017 to 2026. If the administration's plan was in place in the year 2026, Medicaid spending would be about 25% less than what the CBO projects under current law. And most of the reduction in spending would be the result of lower enrollment. By 2026, the CBO estimates that 14 million fewer people would be enrolled in Medicaid compared to the current law. Overall, the administration House leadership's plan would reduce federal deficits by $337 billion for the next 10-year period from the cuts to the Medicaid program and the elimination of subsidies for those lower and moderate income Americans covered by health insurance provided by the Affordable Care Act. As a consequence of the changes proposed by the Trump administration and the House leadership, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that the total uninsured in America would reach 52 million by the year 2026, or 24 million more than what was projected under current law with the Affordable Care Act. That's right, 24 million Americans who would have had health insurance if the Affordable Care Act was kept in place, would lose it under the administration's plan. Not surprisingly, this analysis set off a firestorm on Capitol Hill, with many members of Congress stating that they could not support the plan. And as the first committee votes on the legislation would do, the Trump administration issued, without offering any evidence other than that of one Fox News commentator, who also had no proof, that the Obama administration and the conservative government in Britain had wiretapped the Trump campaign. While the blowback from that baseless assertion may end up solidifying the view that the Trump administration's statements can never be trusted, in terms of moving the Affordable Care Act repeal along, it worked. The first vote was taken, and the legislation, a plan to rob tens of millions of Americans of their health insurance, was approved in committee. And while there is no way of knowing if the legislation will ultimately become law, one thing is clear. The deceptions of the Trump administration may not only be the result of a careless president, but ones that distract the American public from the unpopular moves that the Congress is considering. The nation must keep on alert, not only what is said in Washington, but what is actually being done.